起来读今天的经文。
Okay, let's do read together today's verses.
记载在腓立比书第三章十三到十六节。
It's the book of Philippians 3:13-16.
好，腓立比书，让我们一起恭敬来读神的话，好不好？我们一起起立，我们来读神的话。
Let's all stand and read together.
好，预备，请。
Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet.
只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，不要得什么。对耶稣里找我的奖赏，所以在我们中间就这样。
All of us then who are mature should take such a view of things, and if on some point you think differently, that to God may make clear to you.
就到什么地步行？好，各位请坐。
Be seated.
我就想起当年被这个以色列人被掳之后，回到耶路撒冷重新建殿，他们在水门前哈，水门前那里站起来，一起来攻读神的话语那一幕，我就想到我们刚刚所做的事情。
So let's flash in front of my eyes when we read the verses, remembering the Israelite when they come.Out of the captive, and then they come before God, and then read the scriptures.
然后我们盼望我们以后我们渴慕神的话语，我们也恭敬的来这样宣读他的话语。
So the same way we read God's word.
我们知道最近在巴西里约举行这个奥运会，如火如荼的展开。
So we know that 2016 Olympic is at its peak in.Brazil.
来自世界各地的运动员齐聚一堂，彼此较劲，每个人都卯足全力为自己、为他们的国家来争取最好的成绩。
So the athletes come from all over the world, gather there to compete for their country.
然而今年我们却看见奥运会出现了一些的遗憾。
But we see there are a lot of regrets this year.
例如，我们发现今年有太多的选手服用违禁药品而被取消资格。
So such as illegal drug use to many qualified, disqualified athletes.
甚至有些选手被查出来使用禁药都不是第一次。
And there are some athletes who found using illegal drugs is not for the first
time. 那大家对这种不这个作弊不公平的竞争方式好像成为习惯了。
And also those are like kind of, it's a norm for this kind of not equal competition.
甚至还有选手在比赛前因为不满选手村的居住品质进而就是责怪国家没有好好栽培他就是临时宣布说要退出比赛来抗议
And also there are some athletes that are not satisfied with the lodging arrangements and quit the competition as protest
甚至还说如果其他国家愿意更出更好的价钱他就考虑为转到其他国籍为他们来比赛
And some even said if some country pays them more they will represent that country
这让我思想到底运动家的精神是什么
So what kind of sports spirit is that?
难道只要追求胜利达到成功而可以不择手段吗
So is that you can do anything to win?
我相信不是的
So I don't think so
我们看见许多运动选手他们愿意花上他们十几年的功夫日夜不停的不断的练习就在这一刻能够有一个光荣的时刻借着公平的比赛能够挑战人类最大的极限。
So we can see athletes trained for years just for this moment to challenge their limit to break the world record, bring glory to their country.
所以我们看见很多人说打破大会纪录，打破世界纪录，来替他们的国家争取荣誉。
So we see their goals is to break the record to gain glory.
尤其在美国有一位游泳名将，我们都知道迈克·菲比斯。
Especially in America, we all know Michael Phelps.
他成为奥运史上最伟大的运动员，无人能够及达到他的地步。
So he became one of the most famous athletes in Olympic history.
他连续参加五届的奥运，个人所得的23面金牌，已经超过全世界100多个国家历年以来所累积的金牌总数。
So he attended 5 Olympics and earned 23 gold medals. It's more than many countries put their gold medal together.
全世界都在为他欢呼。
So the whole world is claimed for him.
然而，可能很多人都知道，他在上届的奥运打破好几个奥运纪录这种风光之后呢，他可惜发现了自己成功背后竟然是寂寞与空虚。
But after breaking several world records, he found what he found is loneliness and emptiness.
他不幸染上酗酒、吸毒的恶习，顿时失去人生的方向，甚至跌入低谷，想要自杀来结束他的生命。
And he fell into alcohol abuse and drug addiction, and he lost his purpose, and almost committed suicide.
幸好神的恩典临到他，在绝望边缘浴火重生，因着《标杆人生》这本书，找回他人生的价值。
But the grace of God brought him back. The book Purpose Driven Life have given him purpose.
我们知道这作者就在我们附近哈。他开始去探索神造他的目的以及神为他预备的计划。
So he started to discover himself and searching God's will and plan for him.
于是他下定一个决心，不是去跟别人比赛，是给他自己接受自我挑战。果然他这次奥运再一次的让自己登入另外一个人生的高峰来荣耀神。
So he decided to challenge himself, and of course this Olympic, he climbed up new heights.
其实对我们每一个人而言，尽管我们不是伟大的运动员，但是相同的一件事，就是我们都应该接受自我挑战。
So however we're not athletes, but we also have our own challenges.
你不需要去跟别人比较，因为上帝造每个人都有不同的目的。
So you don't have to compete or compare with others because God has planned for you.
你是全世界独一无二的。
You are one and only.
所以你不一定需要去挑战或是超越别人，但是你却需要去挑战自己，超越自己。
So you don't need to compete with others, but you do need to overcome yourself.
因为人生最大的敌人其实就是自己。生活中最大的竞争对手也其实常常都是自己。
Because the biggest enemy in life is yourself, and also the strongest competitor in life is to yourself.
你同意吗？
Do you
同意哈？所以那至于我们要想说，那我要怎么样来挑战自己呢？
So we ask, how do we challenge ourselves?
根据我们刚刚所读的经文，有三方面，我要跟大家一起来分享如何来自我挑战。
So based on our verses, there are three things I want to share with you.
好，第一个呢是要认识自我。
The first one is to know yourself.
好，我们再一次读第十六节好吗？
Let us read 16.
好，预备，请。
Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
好，这里讲到说，我们知道哪一个地步，你自己在哪一个地步呢？
So here say where we are. So where are you?
当你认识你自己的地步，你这样才能够避免犯下错误。
So knowing where you are and where you have attained to avoid mistakes.
20年前我来美国读书，在神学院，从语言学校开始学起。
So 20 years ago, I came to America and start from language school.
那语言学校的报到的第一天呢，由于时差，哇，这还整个人还在头晕脑胀的。
So the first day, because of the jet lag, I just feel a little dizzy.
所以第一天的新生训练呢，我就被安排在一个大教室里面举行。
So the first day orientation was held in a big auditorium.
那因为耽误了一些时间，所以我就比较晚到那个教室。
And I was a little late.
所以看那个教室呢，分了两批人，一批在边，一边坐这边。
So when I walk in, there are two groups of people in the auditorium.
那这一边的这个人呢，看起来比较年轻，感觉就是好像是涉世未深的这种小女生跟乳臭未干的小伙子所以大概是高中毕业吧才刚毕业来。
So one group is full of young girls and young boys, look like freshly graduated from high school.
那我过去当过药商做过几年事业做过几年事，外表看起来相对比较成熟一点。
So since I worked for a few years, so I felt more mature.
我过去跟那些小孩子挤，有点难为情。
So I really don't want to join the group.
不过另外一边呢就不一样了，另外一边坐在一起的看起来老成多了。
But the other group looks different. They're more mature.
我就看起来稳重，我就坐在他们当中。
So I joined them.
那我坐下来之后呢，这一组的人呢，就一个一个起来自我介绍。
So when I sat down, the group that I was in, they started to introduce themselves.
那介绍完之后，大家都拍手
So and then they, you know, everybody clapped.
那大家都讲完了，剩下我了，我就也站起来介绍了。
So when everybody's done, I stood up.
那主持人就给我打手势就这样给我打手势。
And the host keeps signaling me.
所以我在猜，可能他听不见我的声音，所以我就讲大声一点。
So I thought maybe I'm not loud enough, so I talk loud.
啊，我讲完之后呢，哎，奇怪，怎么没有一个人拍手？刚刚不是大家都要拍手吗？怎么没有人拍手
？So after I'm done, there's no response.
每个眼睛瞪着我这样看啊。
So everybody was staring at me.
然后呢，我觉得我的英文应该讲得不错啊。我应该他都听得懂嘛，总不会连一句都听不懂吧
？So I think my English is okay. They cannot not understand even a word.
啊，这个主持人就开口了，他用很慢的英文对我说：“他说刚才介绍的人都是语言学校的老师。”
So and then the host spoke to me in very slow speed that everyone who introduced themselves are teachers of the language school.
哦，我当时真是糗到，可能找不到这个有一个地洞可以赶把它钻进去。
So you can imagine how embarrassed I was.
这就是不晓得自己所处的位置所闹出的笑话。
So this is the example that I don't know where you are and.
那我请问你们，你要正确，你清楚知道你现在所处的这个位置或是地步吗？
So I want to ask you, do you know exactly where you are?
你正确认识自己所处的位置其实不容易的。
So it's not really easy thing to do.
好，我举个例子，你们大家来试看看，这个叫脑筋急转弯哈。
So it's a brain teaser.
这在奥运比赛，我们想象哈，在比赛那里的时候，假如你到达终点以前，你超越了第二名，请问你是第几名？
So, for example, in a race, you pass the second place right before you reach the finish line.
第一名，很多人都第一名，好，这样第一名的人都错。
It's not first.
因为你超过第二名，第一名还在你前面。
Because you pass the second place, the first place is still in front of
you. 对不对？好，所以你是第二名，这样这样懂了吗？啊，再一次，说啊，讲太快了，再一次，好，我们奥运比赛的时候，好。结果你超越了最后一名，请问你是第几名
？So imagine if you pass the last one in the race, so where you are?
倒数第一名。
So the last one?
第一名，你怎么超越最后一名？你变第一名？那只就一个人在比赛啊，前面还很多人，这不倒数第二名，倒数第二名也错。
It's wrong.
为什么？因为正确答案呢是没有名次。因为逻辑上呢，你根本没有办法超过最后一名，你只能被最后一名追过，是不是
yeah, ？Because if you think about, it, you cannot run past the last one in line. You only can be passed by the last one in line.
所以可见我们大多数人都很难正确认识自己所处的位置。
So you know, from this example, we can see it's really hard to see. Our position.
其实这个道理呢，圣经早就告诉我们了。
Because this Bible reminded us long time ago.
在罗马书十二章第三节，他这样说。
Book of Romans 12:3.
好，我们一起来读好不好？好，预备，请。
Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you.
哦，这里给我们一个提醒。我们很容易就看自己过于所当看的。
So it's remind us that it's easy for us to think ourselves either too high or too low.
其实过高或是过低都是错误的认识自己。
It's all wrong evaluation.
如果要能够准确的认识自己呢，你要看的自己是合乎中道。其实那是一件不容易的事情。
So it's really not easy to know where we're exactly at.
很多时候你对自己的认识不一定是最正确的。
Sometimes you think yourself, but it's not true.
正因为你对自我的认识，我们常常会有偏差。所以一个很好的办法就是你需要从别人对你的评价、对你的认识、对你的了解当中这样的认识来帮助你来认识你自己。
Since we're not always know what we're doing, so we ask for other people's opinions.
啊，耶稣曾经也给了一个榜样。
So there is a
example from Jesus. 他曾经问别人来认识自己的评价，别人是怎么样来理解他的。
So he used to ask people what other people think he is.
啊，在路加福音第九章十八到二十节。
So, Book of Luke 9:18-20.
好，我们一起来读这段经文，好不好？预备，请。
Once when Jesus was praying private, and he his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah."
好，为什么耶稣要问人家说我是谁？
Why Jesus asked them, "Who am I?"
耶稣是无所不知的，难道他不知道他自己是谁吗？当然知道。
He's all-knowing. Is that means he doesn't know who he is? Of course not.
甚至别人对他认识都有偏差，不是吗？
So other people don't know exactly who he is.
但是呢，当你说不在乎别人对你的认识，这是不对的。我们应该来在乎，但别人对他的、对我们的认识的了解，这样可以帮助我们有一个更全面的自我评估。
So, everybody have their opinion, so they can help us to evaluate ourselves, so we can correctly know where we are.
这样就能够帮助我们知道我们自己所处的地位在哪里。
So then help us.To do the right thing.
就可以看自己看得合乎中道，并且照着那样的地步去行了。
So it will can help us to know our positions.
有些有也许有人会说，哎，我就是我，我才不在乎别人的眼光怎么看待我。
So there's some people say, "I am who I am. I don't care what other people look at me."
呀，这样的人一样活得好好的，不是吗
？And also, they have pretty good life also.
那当然，我也相信有很多这样的人。不过，通常这样的人呢，到一个地步。不是呢，有自恋狂，不然就是有自闭症。
So, but I believe there's so many people like that, but they often end up, not having very good relationships with people.
他的人际关系一定不好，因为他听不见别人对他的意见，他只为满足自己活，这是后现代主义的特色。只要我喜欢，我高兴就好，我想怎样就怎样。
Because they're not accepting opinions, living only for themselves, so that's a character of this age.
请不要误会，我不是说我们不要去在乎别人对我们的评价啊。
So don't misunderstand me. It's not like we don't care about other people's opinions.
也不是说我们不认为别人不认为说我们人活得好轻松潇洒有什么错。
And it doesn't mean that we can live the way we want it. There's something wrong about it.
只是我们不能够以鸵鸟的心态来面对自己。不管别人怎么来看，我们就把它躲起来，那种鸵鸟心态，如同穿上那个国王的新衣，在那洋洋得意，却不知道我们自己真实的光景以及所处的地位。
So I just don't want you to be like an ostrich and hiding, thinking about yourself such and such, or like emperor's new clothes.
你们都知道国王的新衣吧
？You all know the story about emperor's clothes, right?
不需要我表演一次哈。
I don't have to show it.
以为哇是这样子，哦，他其实没穿衣服，他以为说你都看不懂，你表示你这个不高贵哈，要有高贵有聪明有智慧才看得到。哦，他都在假装，他在假装，他真不敢去面对真实的自己。
Yeah, he was like almost all naked and is pretending he's wearing the most beautiful clothes and blaming other people can't see because they're not wise enough.
那简直是愚蠢至极啊
！And this is stupidity.
我们要正确的认识自己。很重要的。
So it's very important that we know who we are.
其实认识自己，说穿了也是一种对自己以及对他人负责任的态度。
So thinking about knowing yourself is actually being responsible to yourself and to others.
因为这能够帮助我们正确的评估我们的存在，是对于他人，甚至包括整个的环境、社会、国家、社区、团体的意义。
So to correctly evaluate our values, it can be helpful to our family, society, and group, and the group.
并且因为你的存在所带出的影响力。
And also because of your existence has its influence.
说的简单一点哈，换一句话说，你的存在是对于其他人是有意义的。
So say it simply, your existence is to be meaningful to others.
是有责任的。
You have your responsibility.
圣经也告诉我们。在传道书第三章第十一节，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
He has made everything beautiful in his time.
好，这里我们所以讲到神造万物哈，各按其时，是不是不是在他的时间？我们以为说啊，在神的时候造万物，所以每一样都变得很好，不是这样子的，是在各自的啊，在这个是这个啊，不是按着上帝的时辰，而是每一个。摆在一起的这样的时机。
So we see here God make everything in its time. It's not God's time. It's actually in our time.
所以当我们这样能够在这样的因缘际会、哦、这样的在一起的融合在一起就成为美好了。
So when we gather together and then it becomes beautiful.
圣经告诉我们是各按其时啊。
So it says everything beautiful in its time.
这就是在成为美好之前彼此的责任了。
So it's a prerequisite of being beautiful.
倘若我们在座有人、啊、受了信主了受了浸了但是却不来聚会。
So for example, if someone was baptized but not attending our Sunday
worship, 那你去 关心他的时候、啊、他又说、哦、你放心放心、啊、我的信心仍然很坚固的、啊、我每天也读经祷告、啊、我还从网络上电视上我都有听讲到、啊、只是我不喜欢人多这个、啊、口杂的环境。
So when you visit him, he assure you that his faith is strong, read the Bible every day, and even listen to the sermon online. Just don't want to be involved with church because there's so many people.
Yeah, 他不愿意卷入人群的是是非非、哦、只要自己灵命成长，我只要对上帝负责任就好了。
So as he would think, as long as I have spiritual growth, I'm accountable for God, it's fine.
有没有这样的人？
Is there somebody among us like that?
很多啊，很多这样的人哈、哦。但你听了之后，你会劝他哈、哦。哎，这样不对啊！教会有很多的事工需要你来服侍啊。他当然知道，也有很多事工。哎呀，我那个让有才华的人去做，我什么都不会哈、啊，让我这个什么都不懂啊，让那些有能力的、有才华去做吧。
And sometimes when we encourage them, there are a lot of things need your help at the church, but they would say, "Oh, I'm not qualified. There are so many people with talents; they can do it."
其实这样的人也很多，因为他以为误以为来教会就是要服侍的。
So there are a lot of people among us like that too.
他对自己没有全面的认识，原来他不知道自己的存在是对别人有责任、有意义的。
He just do not know the value of himself correctly. He does not realize his existence has responsibility to others.
因为啊，教会乃是一群基督肢体彼此的连结，有彼此相顾的责任，这样才能够建造教会。
Because church or Christians were all many parts but one body.
我来自 Dayton, Ohio. Dayton 就是莱特兄弟发明飞机的地方。
So I'm from Dayton, where the airplane was first invented.
这个有一个很大的室内的空军博物馆，这个里面展示从第一个发明到现在的太空梭，所有的真正的飞机都在里面。
This is a huge museum from the first plane to now the space shuttle.
那我们来想象一个很遥想天际、一个很大的飞机啊，在那里。但是这里面呢，有一个很不起眼的一个小小的小螺丝。
So just imagine this humongous shuttle. There's a little nut.
那如果没有螺丝来托住那个螺旋桨，再好的飞机都会掉下来。
So without this little nut, the propeller will not spin.
那我们来想象，教会其实也是如此。
Same thing, church.
你要认识自己，你要明白自己存在的重要性，乃是对于别人有责任跟有义务的。
So we need to be responsible, connect with each other.
接着你与他人的连结，你就可能成为别人的祝福。
And then become a blessing to others.
尤其在团契当中，因着你的分享、你的鼓励、你的摆上、你的见证等等，你与其他人的互动、爱心的操练，可能影响、祝福很多人。你都不晓得、
啊、Yeah, especially during the fellowship, because of your sharing, encouragement, love, you might have influence other without you even knowing it.
我来这个教会，我觉得有一件事情非常可惜啊。
So there's one thing I feel pretty bad about this.
就是在我们中西部从来没看过的景象。
It has never happened in our Midwest.
但是这也不是在加州才特有的，发现是我们教会的特色啊。
But it's not only
因为别的教会不是像我们这样的
it's our specialty.
是什么呢
What is it?
就是礼拜五的团契啊
It's like Friday fellowship.
因为对我们来讲我们礼拜五的时候哇人满满的我们有各式各样的团契有这个学生的有儿童的有老人的 有不同的语言的哇大家聚在一起非常的热闹
So we used to have a lot of groups for younger people, older people and there are a lot of.
那很多，尤其是很多不信的哈，这些慕道友哇，大家聚在一起，可以在那热烈的讨论。
And also, there are a lot of people who are searching, the truth, or we're all having a very heated discussion.
那有些人就这个来辩论，激论这个激辩的脸红脖子粗啊，但是他礼拜五还是来，然后在这讲。
But however, they have a very heated argument every Friday, but they keep coming back.
这没有问题啊，这就是团契嘛。
So this is the fellowship I was talking about.
但是我发现我们教会想要来团契都没有人啊。
But our church is different. There's nobody attending the fellowship.
所以我们如果看到周报上，我们有登记，我们有在这个报告，我们希望礼拜五大家来。我们来这里有不同的团契，我们可以在这里一起成长。
So that's why you see on our bulletin Friday, we have all kinds of fellowship and come join us.
你说，哎呀，我来跟没有来啊，没什么差别啦。
They're saying, what does it make difference if I come or not come?
就像我刚刚讲的，一个小螺丝，它的影响，它重不重要？
Just as what we have had that example about the little nut.
你不晓得，因为你的分享，你的摆上，你将会祝福别人的。
And then you don't know, like whatever you said might encourage other and bless others.
请记住，你的存在是对于其他人有责任、有意义的。
And please remember, your existence here has its responsibility and influence to others.
我知道大家都很忙哦。
I know everybody's busy.
所以我们尽量来，你不能每个礼拜来，那你。一个月来一次总可以吧
？So try to come if you can't come every week, just come once a month.
那你一个月来一次也有困难，你两个月来一次总可以吧
？Or even once every 2 months.
你说我没时间，啊，实在没时间。我告诉你，上帝时间是上帝给的。
So if you say I don't have time, but I'm telling you, God gave you time.
你相不相信？你愿意给上帝越多，他神也愿意给你更多。
And believe the more you give to God, the more God will give to you.
你如果不愿意给上帝，那上帝，我相信神是很乐意的哈。我相信啊，神要更加倍的祝福你，你就失去这样的机会了。
So if you don't give, and then you will lose a lot of opportunities.
好，第二个你要怎么挑战自己呢？是你要接纳自己。
And then the second one is to accept yourself.
好，我们来读第十四节好吗
？Let's read verse 14.
预备，请。
I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward.
基督徒向着标杆直跑，其实这就是接纳自己的一种行动证明。
So Christians to press on towards the goal, and then it's a character of accepting yourself.
不接纳自己的人就会裹足不前，失去前进的动力，就不想走。
So if you don't accept yourself, you lose heart.
请注意哈，当我们接纳自己，进而向着标杆直跑的目的。我们刚刚所读的是为了得主的奖赏。
So let's see, we press on towards the goal to win the prize.
这听起来好像说我们以为我们向着标杆直跑的目的，单单就是为了得到神给的这个奖品啊，奖赏。
So it sounds like we're struggling and pushing forward only for the prize.
如果这样的话，我们辛苦努力背后的目的不就是为了奖赏？那这种就是有目的性的功利主义，那这跟佛教积功德。没什么两样啊。
So don't misunderstand the word prize. If the prize is all we go after, the motives is wrong, and there will be no difference from other Buddhism and other isms.
其实这里所提到的得奖赏不是我们最终的目的，得着主才是。
So receiving the prize is not our final goal, but receiving the Lord is.
那为什么会有奖赏呢？
But why there's prize?
这个奖赏只是对于我们达成目的的一种肯定。
So it's affirming what we have done.
例如说我们在大部分人在来美国可能都是来这里读书的。
So like many of us come to for the education.
那你好不容易熬到毕业了，在毕业典礼上你会上去领一张纸，那是什么？
So when you graduate, you will go to receive a certificate.
我们看见奥林比赛哈，比赛最后的时候会上去站在台上是干什么？领什么？领奖。
So like our Olympic games, when you win, you will receive a medal.
这个是一个荣誉与肯定，是不是
？So this is a glory.
代表着你过去的辛苦代价都值得。
That means whatever you have.Done all the hard time.
我想我们来这里寒窗苦读到最后，没有一个人说：“哎呀，只不过是一张纸而已啊，没什么用的，干嘛那么在乎呢？”
So I would say nobody will say, you know, it's just a piece of paper. What's it worth?
你甚至觉得说：“哎呀，我这个现在 印刷厂很到处都是哈，你要哪一个学校，我都可以去印一个一模一样的毕业证书，有什么了不起
？Yeah, and also you could say, you know, hey, it's just a piece of paper, a certificate. I can have it printed anywhere.
话是没有错，但是意义完全不同啊。
Well, it sounds right, but the meaning is all different.
你看，在那奥运比赛的时候，我想我们都有能力花钱去复制一个一模一样的这些的奥运的金牌。是不是
Just like the gold medal, everybody can pay a certain amount of money to have the same medal made.
而且听说今年的那个金牌的成本又更低了哈，那个都很薄很薄，薄的不能再薄的那个哈。
I heard the quality of the medal this year was really poor.
呀，所以我想我们都有能力来做一个一模一样的那金牌，可是意义不一样啊。
But it has different meanings.
为什么有些人为了那一个金牌，他愿意坚持每天的辛苦锻炼，付出这么大的代价来得到它呢
？So that's why they're willing to train and compete and earn it.
因为这是一份荣誉跟肯定。
Because it's a glory.
我二十年前来啊、美国读神学院啊，十七年前我毕业的时候，让我非常感动的一幕。
So I came here to study in the seminary, and then when I graduated, I was deeply moved.
有一群弟兄姐妹，他专程开车好几个小时，然后去参加我的毕业典礼。
So a group of brothers and sisters drove for hours to attend my graduation ceremony.
那这些都是我来美国之后才认识的，而且他们一直为我奉献，给我鼓励，替我祷告。在当时举目无亲的我，实在是何等的温馨跟安慰。
So all these people, as I know, after I came here, and they supported me, encouraged me, and prayed for me.
那下面很多的一些毕业生，然后呢，念到我的名字的时候，叶俊明啊，不是这样讲 ，James Ye 哈。
So when they call my name, James Ye.
然后我就要上去了，上去了。
And I walk up the stairs.
那接下来司仪呢，再加一句 ，Honors.
And then the host added with honor.
哇，这个下面的这个掌声啊，特别是我那些啦啦队啊，啊，拍手拍手啊。
And I can hear my team there cheering for me.
这个荣誉毕业对于国际学生来讲，这个很不容易的。
So this is really not easy for international student.
因为美国学生可能他们比较容易拿这个 honors， 但是对于国际学生来讲，哇，能够拿到这个荣誉，这个是很不容易的。
So it's probably not too hard for the American students to graduate with honor, but it's really not easy.
而且我那些朋友开了几个小时来参加，他们听了也对我的一种觉得以我为荣，对我的一种肯定跟接纳啊。
So they drive hours to attend my ceremony. I think they're greatly encouraged.
所以当我呢勇敢的上台，从校长手中领取这份毕业证书的时候。
So when I walk up the stage and then receive the certificate from the principal,
我想这一个行动就证明了我对自己的接纳与肯定。
And I think that's an action of self-acceptance.
好，那我们来想象哈，假如那一幕，我觉得哎呀，我自己实在不配，哎呀，实在不麻烦，不好意思麻烦大家，哎呀，我们要学习谦卑啊，反正我在神学院有学到功课啊就好了哈，所以我就执意不想这样做。
Just think about differently if I refuse to accept the prize, thinking that I'm not worthy or I don't need it, I don't want to bother other people to come.
我自己知道自己几斤重，哎呀，这个都是这个教授给我的恩典啊，这个、老师的这个太这个，然后给我放水，哎呀，这个是啊，我有些的东西就好了，我不要上去，我不要上去，我在那里扭扭捏捏，不要不要不要。
So I would think as long as I know my work, and then that would be fine. I don't have to really walk on the stage, do I?
那你想想看，那一些来给我鼓气打这个鼓励打气的啦啦队，一定很失望的。
Can you imagine how disappointed my friends will be?
而且这更是一种缺乏自我接纳的一种偏激表现。
And also as a lack of self-acceptance and confidence.
同不同意
？Do you agree?
同样的道理，当我们因为接纳自己而愿意迈向标杆之后，我们将来在审判台前就有这个颁奖典礼了。
So yeah, if we press on towards the goal, and then when we stand before the throne, we have opportunity to receive the prize.
这个颁奖典礼就是刚刚圣经我们读的，说神在耶稣基督里从上面召我们来，哦，这个叫得的奖赏。
So that's a prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus.
重要的是他在这里所讲的是神耶稣基督里，然后从上面，好像召我们来得的，最后才讲到奖赏。
So think about this word, God called us heavenward.
为什么这很重要呢？
因为 important?
简单来说，这是因为神对我们人生有一个神专门为你预备的一个特殊的计划。
Because God has a plan for us. His calling us has his purpose.
你的呼召，你的被召，都有一个属灵的目的。
So what's your calling? There is a spiritual background.
这个目的是跟神有关的。
It has something to do with God.
重点不是在得到奖赏，乃是完成任务。
The goal is not to receive the prize, but to accomplish what God has planned you to do.
神爱每一个人，但是对每一个人的生命预备都有一个不同的、一个奇妙的、一个独特的计划。
So God loves everybody, but He has different plan for everybody.
这个计划不是让每个人都进名校，那这样其他学校都关门了。
So it's not for everyone to go to prestigious school.
这个计划也不是让每个人都当医生、律师，那其他行业都失业了。
So it's not the plan for everybody to become doctors or lawyers.
也不是让每个人都长得漂亮做模特、电影明星，那其他人只当陪衬了。
It's not for everybody to be pretty and become models or movie stars.
你有你的特色，但是你要先学会接纳自己，最终你才能够完成神为你预备的计划。
So you are special. You have to learn how to accept yourself.
台湾有一位歌星叫赵传，唱一首歌很出名，叫做《我很丑，可是我很》。
So there's a singer in Taiwan, and his famous song is "I'm ugly, but I'm gentle."
哇，这个大家都很知道的哈。这个
everybody knows the song。
他是鼓励我们人要接纳自己啊，表现在这歌词上面，所以很受大家欢迎。
So it's a song encourage people to accept themselves, so it become very popular.
啊，在我们家里，我们过去经常有家庭礼拜。
So many years ago, we have like family.
那我三个女儿把她叫来，我们就是一起分享。在这个礼拜当中，我们唱完诗歌，我们就有简单的一些分享。
And then I call my three daughters, and then we all share.
那之后我们一起祷告。
And then we pray together.
然后可能我有点太急了，我就问这个脱口而出说，我希望你们三个啊，这个女生啊，三个，你们将来哈，我在为你祷告，希望你们将来再长高一点哈。
So sometimes I just probably say without thinking, pray that I hope my three daughters will grow a little taller in the future.
我三个女儿都不高啊。
Because my three daughters are not
very tall. 很多人看过照片
了哈，
你们。但是呢，三个都这个结果呢，我以为三个都是好好好，长高一点哈，长高一点。
So I thought they would say yes, yes, we want to grow a little taller.
但没想到，其中一个女儿跟我讲，她说这个不切实际啊，因为上帝把我们造成这个样子。
But to my surprise, one of my daughters said it's not realistic because God made us this way.
我才恍然大悟说。当事人都已经健康的接纳自己，为什么我还强迫他们去改变呢？
So I suddenly realized that they have already accepted the reality. Why I force them to change it?
我反而被我的女儿上了宝贵的一课。
And then my daughter taught me a great lesson.
不久之前有人传了一个中国来的一个影片。
So I received a
可能你们都看过了哈。
A short movie from China.
就是有一个小女孩在中国参加一个才艺比赛，类似这个在美国叫 American Idol 这种的比赛。
So there's a little girl join a talent show, the same kind of like we have like American Idols.
那这个小女孩的右手的手指全部断掉。
So the bones of this girl's right hands are all broken.
那评审就问她说：“你今天要来表演什么啊？”
So the judges ask her, "What are you going to do today?"
她就说：“我要弹钢琴。”
He said, "I'm going to play piano."
那我想大家以为是她只是敲敲琴键哈，因为她没有手指，敲敲琴键。
So everybody would think she would just, you know, pound down the keys and make some noise because she has no fingers on the right.
但没想到她接下来开始弹奏的时候，哇，弹奏出的美妙音符如同行云流水，专业水平简直不可思议。
But to everybody's surprise, he played beautifully.
哇，那些下面的人还有表这个评审们各个表情啊，呆滞无言以对，这个下巴张那么大。
So all the judges are shocked, and the audiences are just.
弹完之后，台下的观众全部站起来，大声鼓掌。
And every audience are standing and cheering for her.
哇，这些这个评审呢，大家哑口无言哈。但是有一位评审忍不住问他说。你可不可以告诉我们有关于你的不幸
？So all the judges are speechless, but one asked her a question. Could you tell us about your tragedy?
没想到这位小女孩她说，我没有不幸，我只有感恩。
But the girl said, I do not have tragedy, but I have thanksgiving and gratitude.
因为上天给我一对好耳朵跟灵巧的手。
Because God gave me good ears and a good hand.
哇，多么感人的一句话。
It was really moving.
呀，的确，上帝创造每个人都是最特别的。
That's true. God created everybody special.
对每一个人的计划呢，也都不同。
And then we all have different missions.
所以我们要学习接，就像这位小女孩一样，先去接纳自己。
So we need to learn how to accept what we have.
那什么是接纳自己呢？就是要看自己有的，而不是看自己没有的。
So what is accept yourself is focus on what you have, not what you don't have.
当你要接纳自己，你才能够活出自信，进而全力以赴迈向成功，完成任务。
So that we can focus.Live a confident life and try hard and be successful.
假如你不能够真正的认识自己，
so if you don't accept yourself,
你可能会活在自负与自傲，
or you might become either arrogant or self-pity.
但是假如你不能够接纳自己，那你可能就活在一个自卑自怜当中。
And then if you don't accept yourself, you might cause you have low self-esteem.
所以唯有你先接纳自己，你才能会愿意勇敢直前，迈向标杆，直到神完成神对你的计划。
So you have to receive yourself, accept yourself to press on the goal and finish the job God has given you and to win the prize.
并且得着神亲自赏赐给你的那份荣誉，来表达对你的肯定。
And then receive the assurance from God.
好，最后一方面是要征服自己。
And the third part is we need to overcome ourselves.
我们一起来读十三节跟第十六、十五节，好吗？预备。
Let's read 13:15.
请。如何征服自己呢？圣经给我们一个指引，只有一件事，就是在两方面来挑战自己。
So how to conquer ourselves? There are two challenges.
一个呢是在积极方面，一个是在消极方面。在消极方面呢是要忘记背后。
So one
然后呢，积极方面呢是要努力面前。
So one thing is to forgetting what is behind, and second is straining towards what is ahead.
这是一种胜过自己的一种决心，也是一种挑战自己的考验，两者都是不断付代价的过程。
So this is decision to overcome yourself and both require sacrifice.
那要怎么样来征服自己呢？
So how to overcome yourself?
你说忘记背后努力面前，这说法呢比较笼统一点，有没有什么比较具体的或是我们可以遵循的一些作为依据呢？
So you said it's too vague to sayToo vague to say just forgetting what's behind and straining towards what is ahead.
所以接下来圣经接着说，就凡是完全人总要存这样的心。
So and then the Bible says,
这个存这个心呢，这根据前后文就是指迈向标杆、自我挑战的决心。
So they say when all the mature should take such a view, such a view is to press on the goal.
这里讲到完全人，提到完全，那个完全呢，并不是达到完美的、完全这样的境界，乃是呢迈向成熟的一个过程。
So when we say mature, it's not to be perfect, but it's a process of becoming perfect.
它是指我们存心上是迈向完全，而不是程度上的绝对完全。
So it's the willingness, not the degree.
这种持续渐进的迈向成熟的成长过程呢，我们要这样努力。但是呢，就算我们往后会仍有偏差，那神仍会保守我们，并指引我们继续对焦，可以迈向标杆，并且最后达成目标。
So since it's a process, we might walk astray.But God will watch over us and guide us.
这就是为什么这里所说的说，我们若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们的意思。
So that's why it says, if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you.
所以神 有恩典，他绝对在我们软弱上显出他的这个显明出来，他的保守以及保护。但是我们也要有责任，我们的责任呢，就是去克服我们生命中的软弱与不足。
So God's grace will show in our weakness, and He will keep us and protect us. But we also need to overcome ourselves.
的确，当我们扪心自问，每一个人，我们生命当中都有很多不完美之处。
So of course we're not perfect.
尤其是我们的言语上，我们的过失，人人都有。
Especially we hurt people with our words.
有没有人从来没有在言语上犯过错的？
Does anybody have never said something wrong?
我到现在还没看过一个哈。因为圣经告诉我们，原来我们每一个人都有过失。
Yeah, because the Bible told us we all stumble.
好，我们一起来读雅各书第三章啊，雅各书三章二节，好不好？预备，请。
We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check.
哦，所以只要我们可以在言语上克服，哎，我们就可以做完全人。
So is that because? We can be mature if we watch what we say.
我们要保守自己在言语上没有过，就是要去征服，去管住自己舌头是何等的重要。
So how important is to tame our own tongue?
所以在雅各书一章二十六节，那你要也告诉我们。
So James 1:26 says.
好，让我们一起来读这一段经文，好不好？预备，来。
If anyone consider himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless.
勒住自己的舌头，就是就制服自己的舌头，就是制服自己。
So put a tight rein on your tongue. This means overcome your tongue.
所以真正的虔诚乃是要能够克服自己的舌头，因为舌头实在太恐怖了。
It's to control your tongue because it's horrible.
因为舌头很小啊。
Because the tongue is a small part of your body.
但是这个很有威力的，你知不知道舌头可以杀人的，可以可以烧起来的哈。
It can kill people.
圣经怎么讲
？What Bible says?
我们一起来读好不好？在雅各书一章，
是。A small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue is also a fire. A world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets a whole course of his life on fire, and itself set on fire by hell.
你点着了，不但如此哦，接下来还说哦，还说第七节、第八节。
All kinds of animals, birds, and reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed, and have been tamed by man, but no man can tame the tongue.
这里讲到舌头不能说，其实这里刚刚之前又说要我们控制舌头，请问到底我们就搞糊涂，舌头能不能被制服
？So it told us to tame our tongue. Can we control our tongue?
可不可以啊
？Can we?
怎么又不理我了？答案是舌头不能够被别人制服，只能被自己制服。
So the answer is your tongue cannot be tamed by others, only by yourself.
你要靠着你的毅力、决心来勒住自己的舌头，别人不能勒住你的舌头啊，只有你自己才可以啊。
It's only you yourself can control.
这样明白了吗？好，除了征服自己言语上舌头这个软弱，我们也要征服我们在时间管理分配不当或是不良生活习惯上养成的缺憾。
So not only we need to control our tongue, we also need to learn time management or habit. And
今天我们活在一个忙碌的时代当中，我们常常觉得说，哎呀，时间怎么不够用啊？
So in this busy era, we always complain about we don't have enough time.
在中西部似乎比较没有这方面的问题，因为步调比较缓慢。
So it's not the case in the Midwest because the pace is really slow.
但是听说在忙碌的加州，很多人都有时间不够用的困扰。
But in busy California, everybody complain about lack of time.
可能这边还没有感受到哈，但是听说在矽谷那边，很多人就是这个办公室就他们会这个办公室就像他们家一样啊。
So especially in the Silicon Valley, there are a lot of people just live in their office.
时间不够用是我们的问题，但是真正是这样子吗
？So we complain about we don't have enough time. So is that true?
是我们管理不够管理，每神给每个人的时间都一样，只是我们在时间管理分配上智慧不够。
So God gave us the same amount of time, but how how to manage it is a problem.
许多人没有把好好的保养顾惜自己的身体，不是弄得搞得这个厌食症，不然就是胖的这个体型有一点抱歉哈。
Somebody just not watching what they eat.
不良的生活习惯养成，喜欢睡懒觉，不爱运动，没有好好不要顾惜自己的身体，然后就是埋怨啊，为什么不能像他一样那么苗条？为什么啊不能像他这么好？为什么不能像他这么健康？这是我们要去克服的。
And some people complain about their health, but they don't exercise.
还有有些人在情感意识上，我们也要来征服自己。
And also, we need to overcome our emotions.
有些人情绪管理上有问题，经常动不动就发怒。
There's some people are easy to get angry.
非常小的事情，非常小的不能再小的时候啊，都会给发怒的。
And they get angry on the little things.
哦，而且发怒之后还给自己找借口，哎，我是发易怒啦。
And then they have an excuse for himself. Yeah, and calling this a righteous anger.
呀，对小孩子大吼大叫之后说，哎呀，我是爱你的。
So yelling at your kids and then turn around saying because I love you.
可是你爱他，你这个眼神告诉他说我这是爱吗？
But is that really,
小孩子就矛盾了，是不是？
Is that really love?
这是我们情绪控制有问题，我们就要承认。
So we have to acknowledge that we are not very well controlled.
不要每次我们发完怒的时候，我们就是啊，我都是刀子口豆腐心呐、啊，我这是爱你耶，这不是不是。我们有问题啊，必须要承认。
So we have to acknowledge our problems.
有些人情欲方面特别有问题，喜欢在外面花心风流，也给自己找借口。
And some people have hard control their emotions, have many lovers outside, and then find excuses for themselves.
他说，我这叫做博爱，这很多外面很多人缺乏爱，我是博爱。
He said it's called spread the love. There are a lot of people need love.
如果你不去征服他，不去控制他，你就会反过来被他控制。
So if you don't control it, it will eventually control you.
你光是给自己找借口下台阶，那根本无于事无补。
Finding excuses will not do any good.
找出根本原因，然后去征服它。
We need to find the cause and to conquer it.
其实征服它其实就是征服自己。
So conquer the problem is same thing as conquering.
保罗给我们一个秘诀，怎么样来征服自己
？So Paul gave us some suggestions.
在哥林多前书九章二十七节，
Corinthians、
我们一起来读。预备，来。
I beat my body and make him my slave.
好，攻克己身，叫身服。这个我喜欢台湾话的圣经翻译哈，台湾话是怎么翻的？他就怕自己舔舔啊，就是打自己非常的严厉哈。tough 很严厉的意思，在英文呢，英文呢也是有两种版本哈，也是就是其实就是苦待、虐待自己的意思，击打、苦待自己的意思。
So, I say beat my body it's actually just basically means torture yourself.
你说哎，我们不是要善待自己吗
？But some people say, are we supposed to be good to ourselves?
不是要常常对自己好一点吗
？Are we supposed to do something
给自己嘉奖啊，给自己犒赏一下啊？但是其实我们需要借着苦待自己来征服自己。
But sometimes we do need to torture, suffer to conquer ourselves.
例如你要操练禁食祷告。
For example, you're trying to fast and pray.
啊，肚子饿了哈，哇，好苦啊，都咕咕叫哈哈。
Of course, when you starve yourself, you suffer.
下一次吧。
And then we think, oh, maybe
下一次吧，很难哈。我跟你讲，最难操练禁食祷告的是什么？是家里假设有一个很好的厨师，然后烧了一手炭，然后呢香喷喷喷过来，那时候你要禁食那是更难的。
So it's really difficult. You're trying to fast and pray when you have a good chef in the house.
但是你要想，你有一个更重要的目的跟使命要完成，所以你就必须要忍受这样的痛苦。
But when you think you have a goal to reach, and then you have to suffer through it.
啊，我记得我第一次学习这个禁食的时候是在台湾的禁食祷告山。
So the first time I remember when I learned how to fast and pray is in Taiwan.
啊，那他不是强迫每个人禁食哈，他是自由的，啊，自由的。但是禁食的时候，他那里有餐厅也卖那个泡面哈。
So there are restaurants.
哇，那香喷喷的泡泡过来。
Selling noodles, everybody can.
哇，已经三天了，第一天，哦，好难过。第二天，哇，那个泡面飘过来，哦。 可是你知道的，如果说你要一定要下定一个决心，一定要离开那个环境。
So, but if you make up your mind,
其实我们生活当中有很多类似这样的一个操练。
There are so many exercises like that in our lives.
你要先容许自己被恶待，你最终才能够征服自己。
So you have to allow yourself to suffer, so to overcome yourself.
那耶稣也在十字架上，他为什么甘心忍受一切的苦楚？其实就这个道理。
Just think about when Jesus hang on the cross. It's the same thing.
在我们人生道路旅程当中，我们太容易善待自己，太容易犒赏自己了。所以我们要多操练给自己一些苦头，其实这是好的。
So in our life, it's so easy for us to relax, to enjoy, so suffer a little.
例如我们看见有些人身体保养那么好，可是你如果去发现他为什么有这样，其实他是常常去运动健身，经常汗流浃背，似乎在苦待自己，但是却他对他身体是有益的。
So some people say, oh, you're so healthy and you look so good, but you do not see behind the scene they're exercising, breaking a sweat.
所以当你甘心乐意这样子的吃苦，这样子的征服自己，我想这是一个有益的。
So when you suffer, I think it has its benefits.
你说 早上起来灵修好不好？
So do you think about it's a good idea to get up early to
have
a special connection?
每天可以享受灵粮好不好？
And to receive the spiritual food from
God. 你要不要每天都有上帝给你话语好不好？供应话语的供应好不好？好，但是就爬不起来。
But you think it's a good idea, but you cannot get up that early.
你要克服自己啊。
So you have to overcome yourself.
我们常常给自己，哎呀，再睡一会，哎呀，昨天没睡好啊，哦。
So sometimes we give our excuses, oh, I'll sleep a little more.
你要征服自己。
You have to conquer
yourself. 所以你要有所牺牲。
So to sacrifice.
但是你想象，因为这样是对你的属灵生命却有益处的。
But think about it.It's beneficial to your spiritual life.
不论我们的外在的这个身体，无论我们里面的这个属灵生命，我们都要学习克征服自己。
So either our physical growth or spiritual growth, we all need to conquer ourselves.
认识自己所处的地位，接纳自己存在的价值，征服自己的软弱缺点，这样我们才能够接受更大的挑战，可以活出一个精彩丰盛的生命。
So we really need to know ourselves and accept ourselves and conquer ourselves.
我们都很熟悉圣经中有一个比喻是领受这个才干恩赐比喻。
So we all know the parable in the Bible is of the talents.
我们最近中文成人神学在教这个比喻，圣经中的各样的这比喻。
So we're learning the parables now.
你欢迎你来参加。
So hope you will join us.
我们都晓得这个比喻是什么，是一个这个主人呢按着才干分给仆人银子，有人给五千两，有人给两千两，还有人给多少？一千两。
So we all know the story. A man entrusted his property to his servant. To one give five talents, and one to two, and the other one.
那个领五千两的呢？他最后赚多少？五千两。那领两千两的，他最后赚多少？两千。好，然后呢？五千两跟两千两，其实你看圣经讲了一字都不漏哈，都是一百分。
So let's see. The man who received five talents gained five, and then the one who received two talents gained two.But their prize is the same.
其实他们不是彼此增进在比赛啊，看谁赚得多啊，而是他们挑战是挑战自己啊。
So they do not compete with each other, but to challenge their own ability.
他得一百分是因为他挑战自己成功。
They all have the full score because they all conquer themselves.
但是另外有一个是拿一千两的。
But the other one have one talent.
表面上看起来他最吃亏是不是
？It feels like he was given less.
其实他是赚到了。
But think about it.
因为他只要再赚一千两，最容易的。
His burden is light.
区区一千两，他就可以得满分了。
Yeah, he only needs to gain one talent.
而且其实一千两，对我们大家来讲，我们常常是想说，哎呀，我就是那个一千两的啊，最没有恩赐的。
So sometimes we look at ourselves as I just only have one talent.
但可惜，我们就觉得常常我们也有同样的借口，我们就轻看自己，埋没自己。那是因为我们不认识自己，我们不知道怎么接纳自己，更别说要征服自己。
So sometimes we just really look down on ourselves.
所以就会以不负责任的态度来应付，就把这些所领受的恩赐才干全部都埋没了，结局就是我们哀哭切齿。
So sometimes because we don't realize that our talent, so we wasted it.
希望我们当中没有这样的人，不管我们领受多少才干恩赐，我们只挑战自己。
So hopefully it's not going to happen to us. Doesn't matter how talented we are, we all use it for God.
我们都借着认识自己，借着接纳自己和战胜自己，以致我们可以从现有的基础上成为一个继续往高处行的人，好不好？
So hopefully we all be able to challenge ourselves, evaluate ourselves, and accept ourselves and conquer ourselves to climb the new height.
好不好？好，让我们一起起立，我们来回应。往高处行。
Let's all rise and sing song 339 Higher Grounds.